And now to Louisiana, where some people like to fish by sticking their arms into murky water, feeling around for catfish, and grabbing one by the mouth. It's called noodling, and a new law legalizing it goes into effect today. Kezia Setiawan of member station WWNO in New Orleans takes us to a lake to learn how it's done.
On a scorching July day on Louisiana's Caney Lake, two friends are waist-deep in the shallow water. Another on a small motorboat. One of them, Eli Spangler, wears snorkeling goggles. He dives under and sticks his hand in an old tire, grabbing at blue catfish with his bare hands.
I almost had it, bro.
No catch this time. One of his buddies, John Robert Blake, says it's all about technique.
You put one finger behind his gill, and that'll open his mouth up, and then just lock your fingers like this. And then when you get them locked, do the same thing to the other side, and he ain't going nowhere.
Eli catches his breath, secures the goggles on his face, and dives back in the water. John Robert has the net ready. His brother Rhett holds the boat to make sure it doesn't float off too far away.
What I'm talking about, baby!
This is the first time Eli has caught a catfish with his bare hands. He usually just acts as support.
We're always doing this together. I just have never grabbed one before.
A couple of years ago, these guys taught another friend how to noodle. He then taught his dad, who happened to be a state representative, Jack McFarland.
And I think part of it initially was just that, man, I can't let my son show me up. I got to do this.
At the time, none of that was legal. So this year, McFarland introduced a bill to change that.
So look, let's just go ahead and define it as legal and everyone can enjoy the sport.
That makes Louisiana the 17th state to legalize noodling. Most are in the South. Back at Caney Lake, Eli Spangler says that they're happy McFarland pushed for its legalization.
I'm sure that he just felt like it was the right thing to do.
They've been noodling for over 5 years now, sinking their own plywood boxes and even a bathtub to encourage catfish to spawn. Eli is pretty excited he finally caught one today.
But when I went in there that first time today and just reached my arm in there and came up with a catfish, it was just like, it was like it all paid off. It was like everything that I thought it was going to be, it was.
The Blake brothers say, once you try it out, you'll be hooked.
Yeah, if you had never done it before, you need to get in with some people and do it. You
absolutely
need to go, because it is an experience of a lifetime. It is fun.
It is. It is very
you
fun.
You want to do it twice if you do it once. I guarantee you.
It's addicting. I would say it's addicting. Of course, we are a little crazy. We like to do crazy things.
John Roberts says it's been a good haul today at Caney Lake this late into the season, with a total of 4 catfish clocking in at almost 26 pounds. Better than previous outings.
The last 2 times I've been, I had caught a fish, so we already do it 2 times better than what I've been doing.
And there's a payoff, fried catfish tonight.
Yeah, we'll eat it.
While now it's the end of the season, with noodling now legal in the state, Rhett, John Robert, and Eli can't wait for next year. For NPR News, I'm Kezia Setiawan in Chatham, Louisiana.